Linda Dugang, thank you so much for joining me on Game Changer. I was absolutely buzzing to chat to you because your story of how you actually got into rugby and now have gone on to become someone who plays for Ireland in rugby as a career is just a fascinating one. So tell me about how you got into the sport in the first place.
Rugby came a long way. I was in college. I was doing the Trinity Access Program. We were kind of sponsored by Grant Thornton at the end of the year. We all did an interview and four students get the opportunity to go and work and do an internship in Grant Thornton. And I was there looking forward. So I went to Grant Thornton to do an internship for the summer. And I found it really hard. I was so nervous. And I remember one day the tag rugby, social tag rugby came into my computer at work. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to kind of help me interact with my colleagues and get to know everybody and really make friends and not feel like an outsider there. The social tag team actually got canceled, but I didn't know how to remove my name from the list. So I was like, I didn't know how to remove my name. So my name was there and they were like, oh, we're canceled because our elite team is playing the final. And it just happened that they needed a girl because we're like, with the tag rugby, you need an amount of girl and an amount of boys. And then they were like, oh, someone still has the name on the social tag team. But it was me because I didn't know how to remove my name. And they were like, oh, do you want to play? Like we're going, we're playing the elite final now. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, so this is like serious. This is like we need to win and all of a sudden. And they're like, have you played rugby before? No. Have you ever watched rugby? No. Do you even know what rugby is? No. So I was nervous. Like I was nervous. So I started Googling what is rugby. I put work aside. I was just like, this tag rugby was my main gig after that afternoon at work.
And how does one research like how to play rugby? Like how did that go?
So I started Googling what is rugby, how do you play rugby? And I was watching it and like passing the ball backward. I said, what in the hell is this game? You have to pass the ball backward. I got introduced to my first rugby ball. I never touched a rugby ball. I didn't even know. I was looking at that ball. I was like, what is the hell is that ball? What is it not like oval or like, why is it not like circle, like a football? Why does it look like that? And they were like, no, this is a rugby ball. I was like, oh my God. And I was pretty much following the ref. The ref was just like, girl, just stay here with me because you're offside all the time. So I was just following the ref. Michelle from Bush became like Wanderers became my first rugby club because I got recruited by the manager there. Michelle, she came up to me and she said, hey, do you want to play like rugby, like real rugby? And I was like, there's a real rugby? So I was like, sure. I didn't know sure what sure meant. I was just like, yeah. I kept training with Wanderers every Tuesdays and Thursday. And then that's really where I started playing rugby. I played with Wanderers for a season. And then I got recruited by Leinster for the Leinster, for the Interpro. So really like we just went in for trials, for the Leinster trials, yeah. I never thought in my dream that I would make that Leinster squad because I was waiting every single like week. You wait for the email to tell you that you got rejected. So I was just waiting for that email to be like, you know, thank you so much for coming in and, you know, and next year, try again next year. So I was lucky enough to have made the Leinster squad that year. Great experience. And I went on to really play for Ireland and all. But like it was never like in my goal or plan or anything like that, that coming from one game of Wanderers of tag rugby in Wanderers, that was really where my journey in rugby kind of started. And to be honest, that day, if you told me that this was going to be my journey, I would have been like, no, girl, I don't even know the rule. I'm literally being a ref here.
And now look at you, like so many amazing achievements in the bag. What would be probably your most proudest achievement?
I mean, your proudest really achievement is really being ever receiving your first cap for your country. I mean, that I don't think anything could ever top that because that's really your journey. You know, it's the hard work that no one has really seen. Like your family, your community, the late night sleep, the training. For me, that will always be my biggest achievement.
Given everything you've learned, what would you say to someone who's thinking about starting rugby for the first time, whatever age and whatever stage of life they may be at?
Everyone is so unique, and rugby is such a unique sport that it's so different. We all bring something different, and everyone has that different about them that makes them so special. So just be yourself, enjoy it, have a blast, don't overthink it.
iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Commissioned Naman with a television license fee.